Have any of other problems developed as the years have gone by?
Nothing with my eyes. It's been reported on one occasion that I had minor changes to the retina, but on the next occasion it was not there, and the optician also never found these things, so I think my eyes are clear. Surprisingly clear, they say, for such a long time. I had no problem with feet or loss of sensation. Nothing really, I don't think.
Do you expect to continue to feel pretty healthy?
I expect to continue exactly as anybody else continues. I see no reason that diabetes should change my life apart from changing lifestyle, which changing lifestyle should prolong my life. So I anticipate to continue as everybody else does. But I expect to die of cardiovascular problems, which would not surprise me, although I could well be wrong.
Looking back over your life, how do you think your life would have been different if you hadn't had diabetes?
I would have continued on in the same unhealthy lifestyle as I was in before, possibly. And sad to say, but I think I'd possibly have changed a few things. You know, I've always wanted to move abroad and work abroad, but it's not really been diabetes that stopped me. It's been family ties on both my wife's side and my side that have stopped us moving. I've always fancied living in the south of France. No, seriously. You know, I'd like to live in a sunny climate, not a cold climate.
Can you reflect on any changes you've seen in the treatment of diabetes since 1979?
Yes, I think there have been major improvements in the treatment of diabetes. The medical profession deserves all the praise they can get for things that have happened, and all the backup people. Things have progressed very well with the changes in insulin availability. Having human analog insulins have all helped with reactions on, at injection sites. The availability of plastic syringes rather than the original glass ones, and disposable syringes as they're called, but they're not really, because they use time and time again. There's no need to.